Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. We meet two of the authors of the new book, From the Hudson to the Taconics, an ecological and cultural field guide to the habitats of Columbia County. It is a beautiful guide. It is a thick guide. There's a lot of stuff in there, and we'll try to get to as much of it as we possibly can over the next several minutes. Featuring 36 discrete natural habitats in the Hudson Valley's Columbia County and illustrated with over 750 full-color photographs, maps, graphs, tables, and charts, the easy-to-use field guide offers readers an in-depth look at the ecology, history, and cultural impact of the natural habitats throughout the county and is the culmination of over two decades of research. A whole team put this together. Let's meet two members of that wonderful team, co-authors Claudia Canavispo. Hello, Claudia. How are you?
Hello, I'm very good.
Thank very you. Nice to have you here. And Conrad Vispo, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So how did this group come together of putting this massive volume together?
You know, just sort of over the years and by chance. We started out as a program, Claudia and I, at Hawthorne Valley, the Farmscape Ecology Program. And then we hired our co-author, Anna, later on. And then from there, Gretchen we've worked with before. And so it's just been an accumulation over time. And then in making the guide, you reach out to different people at different times, and they become part of the team.
What was the goal all along from the very beginning of what you wanted to accomplish in putting a field guide together?
Yeah, I think the idea was to give people a tool for knowing the landscape better. So I grew up in the county. I wasn't born there. And I can sort of think back to when I was a kid there and didn't know very much about the landscape and its history and its ecology. And so this was sort of trying to take people through the revelations that I've felt over my life as I came back to Columbia County.
And for you?
Yeah, I think we were hoping that we would help people to see more color in the landscape. And that includes recognizing new patterns in the distribution of wild plants and animals. Getting a glimpse of the history of the different habitats and becoming more aware of their own and other people's perceptions of the natural world. And with that, we were hoping to deepen the reader's connection with the land and to help them become ever better stewards of it.
So let me ask about the research that goes into something like this, as far as what you know, what you have to find out, what you have to discover. I assume it's all of the above, right?
Yeah, it depends on when you start something like this. So if you started, we had probably been into our program about 10 years when we started this. And so we had some knowledge that had accumulated over the years. And Gretchen, our co-author from Hudsonia, had also been working in the area for decades. And so we had some knowledge coming into it, but then you realize as you start to dig into something, oh, I don't know that, I don't know this. And so it's just this mix of what you've learned in life and in your research and what you can find by digging deeper into the literature and contacting people in that way.
So when it comes up to it, there's a section in here on conifer plantation. So you know that that's something that you want to tackle. How much do you know? How much is in the record? How much do you have to unearth?
So we did a variety of surveys initially. So in the front of the book, there's a map showing, I think it was, how many spots?
500.
500 different places around the county that we looked at, and there were, I don't remember how many conifer plantations that we looked at.
Around 10, probably.
Yeah, and so you get some basic information from that, but then as you're trying to understand, well, why did people put in conifer plantations? What was the state trying to do? Where did this fit into the landscape history? Then you start digging into the old documents and, you know, trying to look up things
right.
Like that.
How much of it comes from the state or someone that is overlooking the ecology of the area, and how much of it is just sort of up to us and chance? Okay, I'm getting quizzical.
Right.
Meaning, well, you mentioned the state in that you mentioned the state in the conifer plantation, mm-hmm. And you said it depends on how much the state puts into it. And what I'm wondering is, when it comes to these other ecological issues and things that you address in the book, are they all things that are state programs, county programs, or are these also just the way that we're using the land too is a huge part of it, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And this was not meant to replicate things that the state are doing in terms of, or is doing in terms of categorizing habitats and approaches to it. But of course, state policy in terms of, for example, conifer plantations has been quite important because they promoted the creation of many of the conifer plantations.
Yeah.
So it depends on the habitat in particular.
What has the let me ask this question just of because it's so top of mind for so many people of what impact global warming has on all of us, but especially given your field of study here of Columbia County, of what true changes you see that are of concern?
Well, we definitely see changes in the phenology, which means the timing of events in nature. Spring coming earlier, summer lasting longer. And we also see changes in the distribution of plants and animals. So we see plants moving in that originally were further south coming into Columbia County.
What cool species have we seen that have been added or even subtracted from the equation over the decades in Columbia County?
Well, I think with the wildlife, there's things that sort of surprise you because, for example, coyotes are really new to our area. You know, we used to have the wolf.
So, what is new? Like you're.
So that would be, I would say, 20th century.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. That's new.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, sometimes people say new, and they say 1,500 years, and I was right. So okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So because we had wolves, we had mountain lions, but they probably disappeared by 1700 or so, late 1700s, and then the coyote, and our coyote is actually a mix of the wolf and the western coyote, moved in. So you get things like that. You get huge changes that happened when the whole county reforested. So there it was. Substantially open, late 1800s, it was maybe 60% field. And so what is it? Reforests, and now it's probably switched, so it's maybe 60% forest. You get things like fisher coming back and porcupine coming back. And so there's been really dramatic changes in the wildlife.
What has it been like for you to look at all of this and say, because it seems, I mean, you're looking at a guide, but there is a cultural component to it, and I'm curious of what of how that cultural component impacts the ecological one.
I wish our colleague Anna Duhon were here now because she has been directing the cultural research. I think one thing that we definitely learned is as people get more familiar with habitats, they like them more and they care more about them. So if people don't have access to nature and don't expose themselves, then it's sort of at arm's length. And once they get into it, then they become more familiar and take more charge.
This is a very general question, but are we getting better at it? I mean, are we getting better at understanding what are of the ecology and being more careful? Which another way to answer that, another way to ask that question too, is what impact do organizations like yours and other organizations, environmental and ecological organizations, have on the overall stability of the region?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely one can go through the milestones of environmental legislation and things like that, so that we've certainly made some progress. I think the risk every generation is that people become more alienated from nature. So whatever your politics, whatever your goals in that sense, just being aware of what's out there, be you a hunter, be you a forager, be you a biologist, encouraging the continuation of that familiarity is very important for the future.
How do you see people using the book, using the guide?
Well, One way we hope some people will use it is read it from cover to cover, because it's a beautiful book.
It is beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous.
It has so many amazing pictures in there. They're all taken in Columbia County, mostly by the authors and some guests, and just become more familiar with what is out there. And then go out. So we have a beautiful map in the back that has most of the public areas in Columbia County, and a table with the types of habitats that you can find in each of the public areas. And so you can use the book to plan your next outing and go explore. And then if you want to go a little bit deeper, there is a chart in the beginning of the book that's called Habitats at a Glance, which sort of gives you a quick overview of the different habitats we chose to include in the book and how to distinguish them. And then you can go and read about each of them, see which plants and animals to expect in it, and then go out and look for them. And take that as a basis for your own exploration, because we don't know it all. This is just a beginning.
A beginning of the conversation.
Yep. And everybody has to make the book their own and build on it.
I find that you have a thing in here on like a scavenger hunt. But that's like, so if you want to go out and in the species list and say, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to look for beetles today, you can do that. You can see what the list of beetles is, and mm-hmm. maybe your list will vary.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah. For you individually, you think to yourself that are you optimistic of the ecology of the region?
I think yes, cautiously optimistic, I guess. Yeah. I would say. And I couldn't necessarily point to particular trends, but more to the fact that people do seem to be concerned and thinking about it. And so I really hope that it can be an issue, or the environment can be something that spreads across all people, and the different approaches to it, but that everybody becomes involved and becomes aware of it.
The book is published by Black Dome Press. It just does a beautiful job on guides like this. And this is a gorgeous book. It is called From the Hudson to the Taconics, an Ecological and Cultural Field Guide to the Habitats of Columbia County. Claudia and Conrad, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.